Welcome into In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today I talk to Department of Natural Resources fisheries biologist Chad Dolan about a combined hunting and fishing license. We'll also talk a little bit about ice fishing and the antlerless deer season. We're talking about 2013 and some legislation that's affected hunting and fishing. Specifically, we're talking about a license that you can buy that combines fishing and hunting. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, sure. I mean, it's kind of a nice license option in that it allows the person to go to a license dealer and just take care of buying their fishing and hunting license, you know, as well as their habitat fee all in one fell swoop versus having to buy those things separately. And, you know, it's just one flat fee, and you get a little bit of a break if you do it that way. But it's a nice option for somebody just to get things done, you know, very quickly and get out there hunting and fishing.
And this can be bought just where you buy your normal hunting or fishing license?
Yes, at any license dealer. You know, so a lot of people visit, you know, the Walmarts, you know, the Farm and Fleet. They can stop at a regional office, and there's a number of options to do that, but you can purchase those anywhere.
We were talking earlier about ice fishing in Washington County and surrounding area. You know, you don't see many lakes, but there are opportunities for those that want to ice fish.
Well, there's lots of opportunities, and for instance, one place that you go would be Lake Darling State Park. There's approximately 27 little watershed ponds within the park. They are actually built to protect the water quality of the lake once all the construction is completed. But along the way, we stocked all those with bluegill, largemouth bass, and channel catfish. I mean, some of them have been stocked long enough that they offer excellent fishing. If people would like to stop in the regional office here, we actually have a map that shows where those ponds are and how long they've been stocked, and we can actually direct them to some of the best ponds on the property. And, you know, as of recently, the ice is at least about 4 inches out there, if not greater in some areas. And I would never say that ice is safe. There's always that element of danger, but it's pretty solid and going to support anglers pretty well at this point. You know, some of the best gear to use, of course, would be small ice fishing jigs, you know, tipped with a small piece of worm or a wax worm. If you're going for a little bit larger, you know, species like the larger crappies on a little bit bigger water on some of our larger public lakes, you could even tip a little bit larger jig with a minnow to target something like crappies. So lots of options. You know, we don't have necessarily, like you said, the big lake in this area. But you can travel not too far and encounter like a Lake Sejima. Lake Darling will be back on track a few years down the road. Once we start stalking that lake again, about 2 to 3 years, it'll offer some pretty decent fishing. Right now, you should pay attention to some county areas. You know, a Clemens Creek Pond, not too far from the town of Washington, is a good place to go. A Crawford Pond, that's another Washington County Conservation Board area. Down in Des Moines County, not too far from Burlington, there's Big Hollow Lake. That's a bigger lake, about 178 acres. I would exercise a little caution because that lake's just a little bit further south, and a little bit further south means that the ice could be just a little bit thinner, given it, there might be some slightly warmer air temperatures there. But we're in an awful cold spell right now that allows for great ice formation. I would just say that, you know, as people kind of venture out on the ice, drill test holes, make sure that that ice is thick enough to support you, your weight. Make sure that it's, you know, probably at least about 3.5 to 4 inches thick to really be comfortable with that. But just keep in mind that you are on ice over water. And there's no such thing as safe, so there is some risk involved with that.
With ice fishing, there are some changes in the number of fishing poles that you can have active.
Sure. If you're a licensed resident or non-resident, so you have a resident or non-resident fishing license, you can purchase a third line option, and that would allow you to have a third line, and that also means if you're using a tip-up, you could have a a tip-up, say you had two lines and a tip-up or any combination thereof, but you would have to be, like I said, non-resident or resident license holder in order to purchase that particular option.
Is there anything that you'd like people to know about winter and the hunting season so far here?
Yeah, actually, we have the antlerless, the January antlerless deer season going on. I mean, that's an excellent opportunity to go out and still harvest an antlerless deer. If you've not had the opportunity to harvest a deer so far this year, and also we kind of touched on the ice fishing here, but that's another excellent recreational opportunity for people, you know, in terms of fishing. Something that, you know, may be often overlooked. It's a cold time of year. The weather isn't necessarily great, but on those better days during the winter, people might want to consider going out and trying a little ice fishing.
Absolutely. Chad, once again, I appreciate you joining me here.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That was my conversation with DNR fisheries biologist Chad Dolan. I'm Nathan Swenson. That'll do it for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.